Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Mbeka District Commissioner David Siame has called for immediate interventions to address the use of mercury in gold processing at Kanyelele Gold Mine. Speaking when Planet Gold Zambia project team paid a courtesy call on him in Mbeka District, Mr. Siame has expressed concern over the increasing number of youths involved in illegal mining, noting that the rate at which mercury is being used in gold processing is alarming. He has noted that mercury use poses serious risks to human health, livestock, and the environment.
The main area of concern today at Kanyelele is the use of mercury. I'm sure we know the properties of mercury. When we reflect back, getting back to our school days, it's quite a very dangerous chemical if it's not used properly, especially to human life and also livestock. So what is happening at Kanyelele is quite a worrisome situation and should be controlled like yesterday. Because if not, mercury has got quite devastating effects, health effects.
And Planet Gold Zambia National Project Manager Abigail Mwailenge has disclosed that the organization has concluded a nationwide geological survey aimed at empowering artisanal and small-scale gold miners with information on sustainable practices and viable mining locations. She has, however, noted that research conducted by the organization in the past two quarters of this year has revealed widespread use of mercury in gold processing, which is not only harmful but also results in poor gold recovery.
Part of what we're doing is we're conducting research. Our team has cleared up previously in Mbeka. We just concluded on geological surveys across the country, which should be able to help artisanal miners with the information they need on how to mine, where to mine. So our focus as a project, as we support artisanal miners, is mercury. We usually ask to say, why mercury? Why are we driving the conversation towards mercury? So even from the interactions we've had during the research, during our community engagements that we've done for the first two quarters of the year, is what has been found is miners are using high amounts of mercury, which is harmful.
Meanwhile, Chief Chikwanda of Mbeka District has also expressed concern over the rampant use of mercury and cyanide in mining activities, calling for immediate interventions to protect lives, the environment, and water bodies.
We know people should have a living, but we should also care for our environment. You mentioned mercury. That has been my concern. Then apart from mercury, more dangerous is the other chemical substance that they use is cyanide. And cyanide is very, very soluble. It dissolves in the waters of the rivers, then it is washed away. Then looking at our way of living here, we depend so much on cassava. Then the cassava plant has got an high affinity for cyanide. So now we are getting that industrial cyanide into the cassava crops, which I feel it's quite a time bomb.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has withdrawn its earlier support for Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, citing lack of transparency and inclusivity in the ongoing reform process. Speaking during a media briefing, NGOCC Chairperson Beauty Katebe has expressed disappointment with government's handling of the constitutional reform agenda. She has noted that while the organization initially welcomed the bill on the understanding that the process would be open, inclusive and consultative, it has failed to meet those expectations.
As reviewed, the recently published Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 and wishes to express its serious concerns regarding the process and content of the proposed amendments. The critical issues of representation for women, youth, and persons with disabilities remain inadequately addressed. In light of these issues, NGOCC rejects Bill No. 7 and calls on the government to pause and reconfigure the amendment process to be truly inclusive and guided by broad consensus.
Meanwhile, UPND Media Director Mark Simue has charged that a majority of members of parliament are in support of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7.
They spent a lot of money on butane, including bribing MPs from the opposition. There was even a screaming headline in the tabloid where they were boasting that we have already gotten and spoken to the opposition MPs. We have the numbers. I'm sure you saw it. Some MPs disclosed and how much they were given by the PF. So they believe UPND is doing the same. No, most of the MPs actually are interested in some clauses here. They are saying, my constituency is too big. They want to cut it apart. That is their prayer. They are excited about that.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended 97 suspected illegal immigrants, removed 85 individuals, and secured 28 convictions for various immigration offenses during a series of intensified enforcement operations conducted across the country between 30th May and 1st June 2025. According to Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka, the operations targeted undocumented individuals and those conducting business without valid immigration permits. Mr. Nshinka said in Lusaka, a major operation conducted on 1st June in areas including Ballastone, Chaisa, SOS, Obama, Kabanana, Kalingalinga, Ndendere, and Garden Chilulu led to the apprehension of 48 individuals. He said those comprised 39 Burundians, 7 Congolese, 1 Rwandan and 1 Somali national, and 1 female Congolese national was released after presenting a valid temporary permit receipt, while the remaining suspects are in custody pending further screening and possible prosecution. Mr. Nshinka said in Northwestern Province, the Kasempa Immigration Office apprehended 21 individuals in Nyaisolo area of Mufuwe district.
The Department of Immigration conducted a series of routine enforcement operations across the country between 30th May and 1st June 2025, resulting in the apprehension of 97 suspected illegal immigrants, the removal of 85 illegal immigrants, and the conviction of 28 persons for various immigration offences. On 1st June 2025, the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office conducted an operation in Lusaka's Ballastone, Chaisa, SOS, Obama, Kabanana, Kalingalinga, Mtendere, and Garden Chululu areas. The operation led to the apprehension of 48 suspected illegal immigrants, 46 males, and 2 females. These included 39 Burundians, 7 Congolese, 1 Rwandese, and 1 Somali national, all of whom were either undocumented or found conducting business without valid immigration permit. 1 female Congolese national was released after producing a receipt for a temporary permit.
The Public and Allied Workers Union of Zambia has called on the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia to immediately rescind their decision to withdraw voluntary services, warning that such action violates Zambia's labor laws governing essential service workers. PAWUZ President Inambao Sitwala has reminded doctors that while their concerns may be legitimate, the legal framework under which they operate prohibits strikes or service withdrawals by workers in essential services such as healthcare. In a statement, Mr. Sitwala has emphasized that Zambia is a signatory to various international labor conventions and treaties through the International Labor Organization, ILO, African Union, and SADC, of all which recognize healthcare as an essential service. He said these standards, domesticated under Zambia's Industrial and Labor Relations Act, clearly outline procedures for dispute resolution in the civil service. Mr. Sitwala has advised the RDAZ to instead channel their grievances through the Ministry of Health's administrative structure, particularly the Permanent Secretary for Administration, who can escalate concerns to the Civil Service Commission.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Sandbank Bank has welcomed the relaunch of the highly anticipated Luvambe copper mine as a move poised to further increase the country's mining productivity and help achieve the targeted 3 million metric tons of copper production. Speaking on the sidelines of the relaunched Luambe copper mine in Chililabombwe district on the Copperbelt province,